Patient name, Maria Guidi, G-U-I-D-I. New patient evaluation, chief complaint, depression, anxiety, OCD. The patient is a 22-year-old female who presents with the above noted complaints. She currently reports an elevated mood. She hasn't slept in 2 nights. It does not bother her. She feels high energy. She feels giddy. She feels that she can talk easily to people. She said after these periods of time, she becomes really depressed, empty, has obsessional thoughts that people hate her, and she feels guilt that she's a bad person. She has had 3 prior hospitalizations at Stony Brook University Hospital starting at age 13. She was once at CPEP, and she was once at Mather Hospital. The patient reports a history of angry outbursts with her parents. These angry outbursts have only occurred in the home. They do not occur in public or in social situations. She stated that they occur because they don't listen to her or care what she has to say. She stated she gets angry when things don't go her way. She doesn't feel that she's treated as a 22-year-old. In the past, she has punched holes in walls and windows. She forgets what she does when she gets angry. She punches herself. She's thrown things. She stated she screams loudly. And she has become physical with her mother in the past when she was a teenager. On one occasion, she impulsively took an excessive amount of Advil but did not require any hospitalization for it. Her mother called poison control, and it was treated at home. On another occasion, she cut her leg on purpose after a breakup. She stated that she cleans obsessively. She's very obsessive with her schedule. She feels that she doesn't accomplish anything if she doesn't get anything done on her schedule completely. She stated that at age 18, she was sexually harassed, no other incidents of trauma. She also feels somewhat traumatized by having 8 years of screaming in the house with her parents arguing and putting the children in the middle of their arguments. The patient is currently in therapy with Margot Goodman. She has been in therapy for 5 years. She's been on lamotrigine, aripiprazole, Zoloft, Vraylar, and Seroquel, and Abilify. The patient reports that all medications cause side effects, so she's currently on none. The patient allowed her mother to be on the phone by speakerphone. The mother reports similar history as the patient does. She confirms the medication trials. The mother also reported that the patient obsessively cleans, but her concern is that she does it at odd hours, sometimes in the middle of the night. Family history: brother, 19, was on medication for depression. There's no other family psychiatric history. There's no drinking in the family. Next line, substance abuse. The patient on occasion will have a few drinks. She has smoked weed on occasion. She vapes nicotine. She intends not to smoke any pot while on medication. Allergies, Vraylar. She developed hives. Medical, she has regular menstrual periods, no other significant medical history. Currently, she is on prednisone for dermatitis. The patient, surgical, no history. Social, the patient is heterosexual. She lives at home with her mother, father, sister, 23 years old, and younger brother who is 19 years old. She has another brother, age 26, who's out of the house. She works in Costco on the front end. She has no complaints related to her job. She has a high school education. She stated she has friends, one of her friends accompanied her to her appointment. Developmental, the patient stated she was nonverbal until age 4. She was bullied in middle school and somewhat in high school. She had an IEP in school. She had behavior problems at home starting at age 7.